Hey everyone, welcome back for this year's annual.
Hey,
outside of last year, we're not doing it. WrestleMania 30 or WrestleMania Triple X preview shows. The duties may be split this year. We got to decide that afterwards. But today, Mr. Kevin DeFranco's joining me. Hello, Kevin.
Howdy.
So. For those who are,
I have a dog.
Yes, I know.
Who is in view?
That's actually really funny.
I got a Kia Hound in my view, and I got a Cayenne not too far away.
Well, this will be an interesting show then. So,
yeah, and I'm trying to watch Chopped at the same time so we can get something off the DVR. Yeah.
Well. Basically, this is how these work. We try to decide
what's important and what isn't during WrestleMania.
Yes, and so basically we go over each match, and I'm really at a loss because I'm super hungover today. So you may hear me drinking a bunch of water during this and subsequent shows. These aren't our usual hour-long babble fests. We try to keep on topic. And there you go.
Yeah, we try to go between 20 to 40 minutes. And I'm not sure it really, because some of these the topics depend. Because I believe you wanted to start with the tag team match.
Yep.
And the tag team match, you could go a long time on, or you could go absolutely no time on, considering that they decided to announce this match on the WWE website and not on Raw or SmackDown.
Yeah. So, okay, I'm actually doing the write-ups for the show. Not write-ups, but I was getting all the stuff together for the shows. And I looked at it, and the reason I wanted to start with a tag match is we don't start off with the most popular shows or the most popular matches. So I figured, why not this? It was either this or the Divas. And this match is just, when they announced that it was going to be the Usos versus Rybacksel at WrestleMania, I just thought, what a dud match. Who cares? There was absolutely nothing interesting about that.
Yeah, no, like, I feel really bad for the Usos because it was like, okay, you guys are like the complete epitome of tag team wrestling. Your brothers, you've been teaming for a while at this point, and you finally ascended to the tag team championships. You know what we're going to do? We're going to shit on the tag team championships just as WrestleMania comes around.
Yeah, they had the big moment where they finally won them on that Chicago Raw. And that's it. That's really been it since that I can think of.
Yeah, and as much as I understand what the theory behind bringing the New Age Outlaws in is, like, hey, they've been here, they've done that, they can give some prestige to the tag team titles. And honestly, I understand that, but I think that the tag team division was good enough at the time to be completely fine without them in it.
Yeah.
And then just on top of that, as soon as they came into the division, they just decided to shit on it. Like, it was completely weird. It's just like, no. New Age Outlaws. The tag team division's hopping. Why don't you guys jump in there while it's hopping, and then we'll shit on it. Does this sound good to you guys? Yeah, no. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I mean, we're traveling. We're on the road anyways as, well, the producers now, not agents. So they're already there, so it's like, well, hell, might as well. I think the New Age Outlaws insertion, even though they're not in this match, we should probably talk about this later. So never mind. We have another show where we don't know what to talk about later on with the Shield and Daniel Bryan and all that.
They're all connected, and there's different things to talk about in each situation. But this situation, honestly, like, that tag team division went downhill as soon as they decided to give it some prestige.
Yeah.
Which is completely bizarre to me. It's just like, oh yeah, no, we've got some percolating, because they had the Real Americans, they had, who are basically got back together to stay in this match.
That's a theme with the Real Americans and the Shield, actually. The same thing.
Yeah, so I mean, it's kind of hard to, I mean, that's a bit of the problem, is you can't separate the matches, because the WWE didn't do a good job of separating the matches themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I don't give a fuck if we kind of carry over with some of the stuff, or yeah, some of the themes, because the WWE, outside of kind of, and even the big four matches, you could have an argument that they didn't do that good of a job.
Yeah, that's actually, them up. That's another thing for this WrestleMania, but that's for later. But I think, like, the Outlaws kind of took it down, but it was still kind of hovering. And then, I mean, because you had Cody and the Rhodes Brothers, you know,
yeah,
were champions, and they were getting some good matches out of people. Well, then, yeah, the Outlaws win, and nothing. And they're bad matches. They're not good in the ring anymore. They're just not. But then, you know, the Usos win, and that match seemed like that should have been the match we're getting this match instead of the Usos finally winning, getting their big moment, you know?
Yeah, and that was kind of the weird thing, is that WrestleMania, they kind of had that moment possibility, but they decided to let the Usos lose, and instead, like, 3 weeks later, they have them win in a completely, like, obvious match,
yeah,
really, in some ways, like, in the middle of Raw, just with nothing going on.
Yeah. Yes, and it's actually, the more, this is another great thing, if you guys have never listened to these before, we start talking about different themes, and to me, this is a theme as well, that all of these WrestleMania matches we're seeing this year are kind of obvious, who the winners are going to be. And this seems to be one.
Yeah.
This match doesn't seem to have a clear winner, but the Usos, if they would have had that tag team match against the Outlaws here, it would have been obvious that the Usos were going to win. To me, that's what it, I mean.
Well, and it still seems obvious to me that the Usos are going to win this one.
Okay, see, I disagree with you.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I have, because I still think that their long-term plan is to break up the Real Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And that they just said, hey, you know what? We're going to take a stop on this just to get you guys a WrestleMania payday.
Yeah, you know what?
And then Los Matadors, and I'm trying to think of who the other team is. Is it Cody and Goldust?
No, it's Ryback Axel.
Oh, right back. Oh, yes. My bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Ryback has been going nowhere, and so has the other team. So to me, it's just kind of obvious that the Usos are going to win this put together tag team match, because, it kind of sucks. The Usos started to put together some good matches with some of the other tag teams that were in there, but then they decided to break them up or just not use them in the case of Goldust and Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, I loved, I didn't even need to say it, but I liked when you said, and the other team. Like, we haven't even mentioned all the teams at all. We started talking about a team that wasn't in the match, because they're far more interesting. Like, why did Los Matadores get to be in this match? That makes absolutely no sense at all.
Well, that's one of those bizarre things that I don't get about the WrestleMania payday. It's just like, why are you jamming people onto the card to give them payday? Like, if you haven't done enough work to deserve to be on that card, then fuck you. You haven't done enough work to get onto the card.
Yeah, I mean,
But instead, the WWE insists on giving a spot to almost everyone on the roster. Like, to me, I would be pissed if I was one of the guys that's been working hard for 9 to 12 months out of the year, and some schmuck in Los Matadores is going to take, I don't even care if it's $5,000 out of my pocket. That's $5,000 that somebody else should have.
Well, it's like I said, that you don't care if it's just $5,000. Are you kidding? That's $5,000. You know? I mean, I know, like, with today's day where, like, $1 million doesn't seem like a lot. No, that's a lot of money, too. So $500 is a lot of money. I mean, no, I totally agree with you. But I just don't get why they're on. There's no feud going on with anybody. They're window dressing. I mean,
they're not even window dressing at this point.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's kind of the sad thing is that they showed up as a hot thing, and it was kind of funny that they had a midget as a mascot.
Oh, yeah.
But they have done nothing with a midget mascot. Like, I mean...
Well, he does the whole bullfighting
thing. They had
thing.
A perfect... Oh.
See, that's what he
yeah,
does.
I know.
That's his big that thing. Is, so.
That is so exciting.
Yeah. But no, to go back to when I said I disagreed with you, no, I forgot as I was driving home, I went and grabbed food, that I actually did change my mind on this match. And this, it almost seems like this entire match is set just to finally break up the Real Americans. And because they positioned Swagger to look strong on SmackDown, he won his match clean, making one of the Usos tap out. Because if Swagger would have kept looking weak, his upcoming feud with Cesaro would have been a dud. You know, you got to make the heel strong so that the face can, you know, have some sort of, you know, rough stance or some sort of competition, unlike one of the other matches that we'll talk about later in the week.
Oh my God! Well, aside from her launching nasal assault, that was completely unnecessary. I hadn't thought about that angle that because you're right that Jack Swagger has gotten the pinfall the last 2 weeks, whether it was on SmackDown or Raw, for the Real Americans. And you're right, they're trying to make him look tough so that they're like, okay, you know what? We're going to split you guys up, but we're going to wait until after WrestleMania now instead of before.
Yeah, and it can
because
be.
Because we don't have enough room on the card to fit you onto WrestleMania, but you know what? Payback at the end of April is going to be fantastic.
Yeah. That's where the match will be. So, yeah, I mean, it looks. The Usos retained because if Los Matadores wins, who cares? If. Right, Baxel wins. That doesn't make any sense because they got their ass handed to them by
everyone.
Yeah, thank you. So pretty easy. The Usos win. The Real Americans break up, and we still don't give a shit about the other two teams. Sound about right?
I think that is as good a review as you're going to get.
Yeah, and
because we don't need to drag these things out to 20 minutes. Holy fuck, dude. That was a loud-ass alarm.
I didn't expect that. That was the 10-minute mark. I know we didn't talk about the Usos at all. I mean, we mentioned them, and there you go. Nothing to slight them, but they're not important.
I like them. I love them. But, yeah, they are immaterial to this match.
Yeah, it would be nice to have them actually get some sort of mic time outside of Total Divas.
And that is certainly a problem that they have.
That
everything that they do is all I shouldn't even say they. All of the one guy that's on Total Divas does, John/Jimmy.
Okay. Yeah, I wish they would just seriously just change that, but whatever.
Did notice that at least this year, even though we're an episode behind Total Divas, mm-hmm. they have started to do the slash for the people that have different names.
Yeah, that's what I have on right now instead of Walking Dead. So
it's making things a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Oh, we're watching.
Isn't that old?
It's last week's.
Well, I can't help it.
But so yeah, so there's our preview for the tag match. We both agree the Usos a win, right?
Completely.
Okay. Cool.
Usos. Whether this is on the main WrestleMania card or on the pre-show card, the Usos are taking this one easy.
Yeah, I forgot about that part, but yeah, I don't know.
The best I saw, I think when we were planning this out, is that from what I've seen, the last three WrestleManias prior to this one have all been 8 matches. And right now, we have 8 matches on the card, which includes the Battle Royal.
Okay.
So I would imagine that maybe there will be some other matches, but these 8 matches are the ones that are officially on the WrestleMania card.
Cool. Well, we'll see. They almost always end up bumping something, so we'll see. But
yep.
All right, guys. Well, listen, like I said, these are short. That's actually went over 10 minutes, but whatever. So stop back later today for another show. We haven't worked out what's going to be. We don't even know if this is going to be the first one. But since I said that, this will have to be the first one for one of the days. So check it out later, Jeremy. Yep. And, you know.
Making this one be first.
Yeah, I probably should. But so, yeah. Thanks, guys. We'll see you later in the day.